Hello, gamers, and welcome to the Super Archer Podcast Arcade, episode 149. I'm your host, Dominic Stalwart, and with me is my co-host, Daniel Nicholson. I didn't realize close we were to 150, man. Damn. Yep. Do we got to do something for this?
No.
Okay, that's good.
just celebrate the way we normally do. By going to bed at a reasonable hour and eating a hearty breakfast.
Oh, well, I need to start doing that. I need to start
doing either of those things.
All right, let's get right down to it. I don't know what's been going on around the world. It's been a lot of stuff. Not a lot of good stuff, but
no,
a lot of stuff. Well, there's one good thing. The Nats won. That's about it.
I guess. Yeah, that's good for them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big Nats fan, but I mean, I don't hate them. I don't really root against them unless they're playing against the Orioles. That's the only time I root against them.
Yeah.
But the Orioles suck, though. That's bad. They just give up runs.
Real bad.
Like crazy, man. The people are just boosting up their averages against us, man. It's ridiculous. Like, our starting pitcher is just it's just been exploded, man. It's like, what the fuck? They're not good. I mean, that's basically what it is. I mean, they've been not good. Well, they've been okay. They've been okay for the last couple of years. They've been all right. It hasn't been great, which we always wanted the ace, but now it's just, the whole pitching staff seems like is just not clicking now. And we used to always say, hey, our bullpen can hold it down. Like, our starting pitchers go like 5 innings. But as long as they just only give up at least 3 runs or something, our bullpen will hold it down because we got the offense. Now we're giving up a lot of runs from everybody. And this is not a fun year. It's not a fun. I haven't watched a full baseball game since we've been doing like this, these losing streaks we've been having. So I'm like, man, I don't want to go through this. I went through 10 plus years of this with the Orioles. I don't want to go back to this. So now I want to move on to the Mystics. But they don't want to win. They're not winning as much as I want them to. I mean, they are 7-5, but I think they lost their last game because their coach and their assistant coach, I guess maybe that's his son, the coach's father died.
Oh.
And both the assistant coach and him, that's his son, so his grandfather, they had to go to California for the funeral, and they lost. So I blame them for not taking priority and coaching the Mystics.
Sounds like a reasonable fan thing to say.
What's more important than women's basketball? Nothing.
It's going to be a long list. Do you need me to start? Or? Easier to list the things that are not more important.
The better half of the WNBA, the NBA, it had its draft, and they have manufactured a good draft here. They, the Lonzo Ball, who was the number 2 pick, by the top prospect in his draft, got drafted by a team that he wanted to go to, the Lakers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on. Y'all know this fix. I mean, come on. If you're watching this, you don't know this fix. Are you still believing it's not fixed? I mean, are you just really believing that? Like, you just keep telling something. Oh, no, I got it. This is real. This is all legit. There's no collusion or nothing. I mean, come on. The man's been saying he want to play for the Lakers. Let's get number 2 pick. But you got to think, like, okay, Boston number 1. Now, Boston don't really need a point guard, but hell, he's one of the best. I guess they'll pick him up or they'll trade him somebody else. But they went and obviously helped the Lakers because that's their rival, right? They want to help them out to get Alonzo Ball. They'll probably give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
So I know I wouldn't. If I was like the Redskins with the Cowboys or somebody, they're saying, I ain't going to fucking help them out. But no. This motherfucker still goes to the team he wants. So then you're going to have that. That's going to be the big story in the NBA. See, the NBA, now they have something. Even though, if you take a look at it, it really is nothing. Because it's only Golden State and Cleveland. Golden State is the best team.
Mm-hmm.
they got this story now. Lonzo Ball's on the Lakers. Everyone's believing the hype. And he might be good. Oh, they probably make him good.
His dad already told me the Lakers are going to win the championship in his first season, so.
Well, I know that's not going to happen. But, hey, that story, that is going to be the year. You're going to keep seeing his father, him, and he probably do well. You know, I wish him well. And I don't even hate the father, really. I mean, that's good. The father's playing. He's playing up his son.
Yeah.
And he's playing up the brand, what they call the Big Baller brand.
Yep.
BBB. And so that is for him, hey, that's a genius. Good for you, man. I know some people say, that's tired of his father. I say, yeah, but you're still watching shit, aren't you?
Yep.
You watching it. See, that's what's fucking wrestling. This is what wrestling is.
You know, I saw a comment on something related to the latest pay-per-view, and they were like, man, wrestling is getting to like NBA and NFL levels of storytelling.
I mean, that's what it is. Like, you can see, like, oh, look, he's, what's the guy named? Paul Raymond? What's his guy's name for, Brock Lesnar? What's the guy?
Oh, Paul Heyman. Yeah.
Paul Heyman, yeah. It's basically like Paul Heyman to, on the ball. He don't talk a lot.
He really is.
I mean, unless he started, he didn't talk a lot before. I didn't really hear him talk a lot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's Paul Heyman. He's going to be Paul Heyman for his other son. He got two other sons.
Yep, that's what he said.
Oh, man. There is a new Game of Zones I just saw, which is like Game of Thrones with NBA basketball, which started about like 2-3 years ago. Probably like 3 mm-hmm. years ago. They used to do these little cartoons with NBA players in the position of Game of Thrones. And it is so funny. And they had one. It was really good. They had the father, just like the Dragon Queen in Game of Thrones, coming out naked with 3 basketball eggs and Lonzo popping out the egg. And like, I want to play for the Lakers or something like that. What the fuck? They are horrible. Sounds amazing. But it was so great. It was so great. That shit is so funny. What else I saw? I saw another tweet that was fucking hilarious on the NBA. Oh, man, I totally forgot. Oh, they say, oh yeah, Lonzo, he's gonna be the coach of the Lakers. LeVar is gonna be the coach of the Lakers, his father.
Yeah.
And they had like, I guess a coach talking to some kids, and they had his face. And I think that maybe that was really him. Like when he was coaching or something, and they had the faces of like his kids and like Laker players in a position where the kids were. Mm-hmm. It looks hilarious. But yeah, it's going to be fun if you're going to watch it, because I'm not watching the shit. I mean, I'm going to hear about it because I do listen to sports talk radio occasionally. So mm-hmm. I'm going to hear about it. But yeah, I'm not going to watch it. Nah, I'm not. Like, I'm done. I'm done with the NBA. I might be done with the NFL, man, how things might go. Because of, I'll see how the season goes. I might be done with them, too. And baseball, I'm only done because the Orioles suck. And then it looks like the Yankees are good again. So that always sucks for me. It's good for baseball, though, but it sucks for me. And you know, all I got, I don't have anything. I don't have much of anything. Because NHL, the Capitals always disappoint. College basketball, they got a sucky-ass coach for the Terps. And college football, we're usually never that good.
Yeah.
I might just give up sports altogether. Start watching Antinking.
Oh, wow.
Roadshow or something like that.
Yeah. American Pickers. That's a pretty good show.
Oh, my God. I can't do that. I can't do that. Man, I wish I wasn't so cynical in sports. I can like it. Cause my sister, she tweeted out about something about Alonzo Ball. And I was like, wow, like Alonzo Ball's coming to Lakers to say it's going to be so great. I was like, wow, you're really jumping on that bandwagon right now, huh? She's like, hey, at least I can admit it. She said, yeah, I mean, I am. I said, I'm going, yeah, she said she's all in. I didn't know she was a Laker fan, though. I mean, I asked her if she was a Laker fan, but she didn't tweet back. I know my other sister, but she's older.
She is now.
She's not really into the Lakers. My older sister, well, they're both older than me, but my oldest sister, she was always a Lakers fan, like back in the day, because she was like Magic Johnson and them, and her favorite color is purple. I didn't know Andrea was a Lakers fan, though. That's why I asked it. She was, but you know what? She better not say she was a Lakers fan. I'm like, wait a minute, you're a Lakers fan and a Cowboys fan? And basically, you mostly watch basketball in your 90s, in the 90s, so... I mean, both football and basketball. So that means you was jumping on the bandwagon. You was on the bandwagon, man. God. She can't be a Lakers fan. No, she can't be.
Not her fault. She just liked winning teams.
She probably was a Bulls fan, which was just a bandwagon, too, because I did it, too. I was a Bulls fan.
See? Just like winning teams.
We didn't have a Baltimore team. And I wasn't going for the Washington Bullets then. And it didn't fit right. WB. It had to be WW. Washington Wizards. Like, it was Baltimore Bullets.
Exactly. Alliteration, people. Come on.
Though, I hate the Wizards name. I really want to go back to the Bullets. I think I said it before sports. I think Tiger Woods, though, did put out, like, a statement. Basically saying that he's going to get some help, like, how to work on his medication.
Good for him.
Stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, good for him. Get all the help he needs.
I want to see him waste all that money that he made.
He needs to join the senior tour, man. The senior circuit of the PGA.
He just needs to go maybe he golfing there with Donald Trump every weekend.
God, it's so
be the new ambassador.
Sucks that he just... I guess that back surgery is something, man, that... It didn't help, but, man, he really had some serious back problems that...
Fuck you up.
And... I guess, like, that he really had a big injury, man. His wife really fucked him up.
Yeah.
Damn. He fucked up man's career. It's because he got some little nookie on the side. Well, a lot of nookie, but still. It's like, I don't think... You think really the injury is from that? I think it's really from his playing style. Because they say the way he swings, man, like hard.
Oh, really?
It can happen. But I don't know. I'm just saying.
That Happy Gilmore swing.
If it is from his wife, I don't think it is. But that sucks. That sucks because she was chasing you and you drove away. God damn. Damn, that was sucking. That really caused from that. Oh, well. I don't know who's the top golfer right now. I think many people probably don't care.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, those golfer people are always here on the radio. They talk about their golf like, oh, I went to Pebble Beach.
Who are they
going to
put on the next cover of PGA
Tour? Like Pebble
Tour.
Beach and what else is there? I finally went to Augusta.
Augusta, yeah.
It's another one. It's one near close to us in Washington. That was cool. Because I always hear it on Tony Kornheiser talk about golf. I was like, I would never know these things existed. I would never know them existed. Only one of the golf courses I know about is like the ones I probably hear in like Hot Shots and Mario Golf.
The Toadstool Tour.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, tell me when you play there. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. So you got anything? Any wrestling news?
Yeah, real quick, I'll talk about the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, just because they fucked up the women's Money in the Bank ladder match so much. They made the right decision by having Carmella win it, but the way in which she won it was really bad. So there's this guy, James Ellsworth, who was like this indie guy that came in and got crushed by Braun Strowman, and then for whatever reason, he like caught on as this character, so everyone was rooting for him for a while, and he's just kind of been hanging out ever since. And now he's paired up with Carmella, and he actually climbed up the ladder, got the briefcase, and dropped it down to her. So everybody on Twitter was very pissed off that the historic first ever Women's Money in the Bank match was kind of technically won by a man. so much so that... Well, so here's the thing. I don't know if this is a result of people being pissed off or this was the plan the whole time, but next week on SmackDown, they are redoing the whole women's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, so they're doing it over. Too. And, I mean, smart money is on Carmella winning it again with some interference from James Ellsworth. Probably not him grabbing the actual briefcase this time, though. But, yeah, that was kind of a shitstorm that blew up. And I see where people are coming from. Like, if it wasn't for the fact that this is, like, the first ever one and that's the result of it, like, James Ellsworth standing on the top of the ladder holding the briefcase, I can see why people are angry about that.
Only a man can grab that case, Daniel.
Apparently.
Only a man can hold a briefcase. You gotta go
maybe
to work
if
with
they
that.
Made it, ladies' money in the bank purse.
Ain't going over with no briefcase. Can't have your tampons in there and stuff. That's not what it meant
for. Goodness gracious. you put them in the little loops where they have cigar holders in there. I assume that's what it is in a briefcase. I wouldn't know. That involves having a real job. Yeah, but that's the only thing I really wanted to mention.
Okay. All right. Yeah, woman power. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of women in wrestling, I watched the new show on Netflix. I watched the first episode of Glow.
How was that?
That was really funny.
I think I'm
going to really
watch
good.
That today.
I really liked it. I think you'll like it. I think your people will like it.
My people. Yeah. Wrestling fans, white people, one in the same.
Your wife, I mean.
Okay.
and maybe your dog, too.
She didn't seem too interested in it because I suggested watching an episode last night and she didn't seem too into it.
Why?
So I was going to watch it today. I don't know. She's still mad we haven't finished Iron Fist.
No. Yeah, you didn't finish that. The ending would leave you satisfied.
I'm sure.
But yeah, Glow, it's pretty funny, man. And I didn't realize it was Allison Brie. I knew she looked familiar. I said, this chick looks familiar.
But at the same time, she looks really different.
Yeah,
with her hair all crazy.
Yeah, because hair and then her face is like they made her up to look average.
Mm-hmm.
Which maybe that's what she looks like without makeup. But I know, but I think she's still made up, but made up in a way to look average. And because that's what I was like, it's like that's is that Allison Brie? See, but she don't have that nice glow to her. And then I looked it up. So, oh, it is Allison Brie. And then I see her naked. So oh, I see her naked. it's a show about startup of a women wrestling in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an actress, she's a failing actress, as this always are. and she gets called in for this, and then she realizes the wrestling this is wrestling, and she's wondering, like, is this like acting or what?
Mm-hmm.
And Marc Maron is in it, the comedian, and he is funny as shit. Like, he was looking at her, and he said, I'm sorry, well, probably every dude who was looking at this show was thinking of Allison Brie. I'm looking at you, say, I look at you, and I see, like, man, she's hot. But now that I look at you some more, I'm like, she don't look that hot. You say, but then I look closer, see, maybe you're hot, I don't know. He said, I don't know. And that's all I was thinking. I was like, you know what? She's going there. It's like, oh, she's not that good. But then I realized it was her. I was like, oh, that's Allison Brie. So why does she look like this? It's like, but it's funny. It is hilarious. The episodes are like 30 minutes. It's like a half an hour comedy. But yeah, but it is, it's not really vulgar, but it is rated R. Like kind of rated R-ish because, like I said, you saw her nude, and there's some cursing, and it's drugs, it's drugs because Marc Maron snorting cocaine,
and of course Marc Maron,
so yeah, it's hilarious. It's, I thought it's pretty good. I do want to finish it off. It reminded me, I still have to finish watching Dear Black People. I think I'm on like the second episode. Oh, I said Dear Black People. I mean Dear White People.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be the sequel. That's going to be season 2. It's going to be Dear Black People.
Just going to be a whole bunch of white people in blackface, though.
Yeah. what else? And also, I did watch American Gods, and I'm caught up on that, and it's, now I'm really understanding. Now I'm getting to understand what's going on. It took, like 7 episodes? but
now
it's finally explaining
over.
Things to me. Yeah, I was about to say, like, that's like 8 episode season.
Yeah.
But yeah, I find out who's this guy who's with the main character, who's this guy supposed to be. So I finally found out about him. But yeah, I like it. I still like the show. The show is pretty good. I also, did I watch anything else? I mean, I did watch Veep and Silicon Valley, but since you watched it too, we'll talk about it together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those only two shows. Yeah, those only two other shows I watched. Veep and Silicon Valley. So, how'd you like them? Well, how'd you like Veep? Let's start with Veep then, I guess. How'd you like Veep?
I liked both. Veep, like we were talking about this before recording, but man, Mike, this whole season is just a fucking mess at this point.
Yeah, I don't like that though. I mean, he's always been goofy, but they may
he's
have
always
just,
been
like,
sort of incompetent.
Yeah, but now they make him just like dumb.
He's
and
a cartoon
just
character at this point. Yeah, like what?
Well, this man is
I
married.
Feel like there's a story to tell, with like kids, with his kids with kid. And stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like he's married with the kids, so it's like you're making him too pathetic. It's like this man is actually kind of all right.
Yeah.
But his wife.
See if he's like, you go home and he's like a single dad and yeah. real sad, but man.
Oh, but.
Picking up jackets with piss on it.
Yeah, she just treated her daughter horribly. Like, this daughter is all. She's all pregnant and everything, and like, she is. Yeah, she's an awful person. I mean, she's an awful person.
Drinking her vagina tea.
What do you say?
Drinking her vagina tea.
Yeah. Oh, God. And Jonah, man, I don't want him to get out of office. I mean, he needs to get back in some office, man. He needs to keep moving up. It's supposed to how dumb he is. Like, he still moves up. He needs to be that. Yeah.
They gotta get rid of fucking, whatchamacallit? Time zone. What is that shit called?
Daylight saving time.
Yeah, daylight saving time.
Still trying to get rid of that. Oh,
you gotta do it for the people, Dominic. It's what the people want. It's what I want.
Yeah, it is. That's what Donald Trump should have said too.
They gave all those senators all the fucking things that they wanted except for him.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when he was standing out on the fucking thing doing the press conference and he was gonna hit the clock with the fucking sledgehammer and he hits that dude's foot. Oh, fucking Jonah is the best.
Oh man, but see, yeah, and I liked his well, was gonna be his soon be his fiance, mm-hmm. soon to be wife, but now she's broken up. But I like her. I like how she treats, how she just says everything for him. It was funny. but yeah, the show is better. I mean, it's gotten better than what it started. I still think this is not probably the best of the seasons.
Nah.
But it's still okay. It's still okay. I'm curious. It's getting near the home stretch, and I'm curious what they would do next season. That's what I want to know. Like, what's Selena like? Okay, I know this is like her trying to get that. Still trying to get that library. It seems like. But like, what if she finally gets the library? If she does get the library, what? Where does she go from here?
Yeah, I mean, where does she go from here after, like, all the notes and the leaks and all that stuff? Like, everything about her is now out in the public. Everybody knows about the fucking cancer kid
and Tom
fucking
Jones,
the vice.
Like, he's telling that he fucked the on that couch. The same couch as in the painting. Yep.
Exactly. So I just don't know what more you really do with her. Like, there's so much more you could do with the rest of the people, but... Her, I guess, like, dealing with being a grandmother, I don't think that's really that interesting.
No. No, because she's not gonna... It's not gonna be so much dealing with it.
No. It's gonna be like, why is that kid crying over there?
Yeah.
Richard, go take care of it.
Yeah, because she didn't take care of her daughter, obviously. It was like the nano, or whatever.
Exactly.
The nanny. Oh, yeah, not the grandmother. But the grandma, of course the grandmother liked the daughter more. But she hated...
Yeah.
She was basically her. What exactly. She is now. She became her mother. And, oh, that would be interesting to see Captain. What if Captain becomes her?
Oh, goodness.
That would be horrible.
I think it was from the episode before, but where you had talked about it, the one where they went down to Gary's home.
Oh,
and God. They're introducing everybody. And it's like... Oh, you must be Richard. And he's like, oh, it's the glasses, right?
Yeah,
and
the glasses. Yeah, you're the only black guy.
And then her daughter, her daughter walks out and she's like, oh, your daughter, Catherine and Mr.
Yeah, Mr.
Whatever her name is.
I forgot her name. You say, oh, no, it's a girl. It's like, oh, it's
a Yeah, I thought that was funny. And that whole episode, like, Selena making, like, the offhand jokes about how her dad is very obviously homosexual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like that actor, too, though. I like him. He's a good character actor. Mm-hmm. He was a good Southern guy. Like,
I know your big secret. And he's like, nope, that's not it. Getting closer. Yeah. That episode was really fun.
And Silicon Valley, it's good. It's still funny.
Yes, it had some really good moments.
Yeah, but you telling me that Bachman is not going to be there next year?
Yeah, next year, right? I thought that's the way they were kind of writing him off with Jin Yang sending him to
wherever. I love how Jin Yang got rid of him.
He was like, I'll pay for your ticket.
Yeah.
He started talking to him at the airport and he just throws his bag out.
Nope, he's leaving it up now. He threw his bags like when they dropped them off. He didn't get, like you said, like saying goodbye. Jin Yang just threw the bag. He was like,
But then finding out that it was just him going to find the other guy,
that was cool. But I was like, man, this guy like will be here next season. I said, come on,
yeah. I really wonder where this goes because, like, he used to be a real shitbag, and I guess he still kind of is. But like now, the main dude is just kind of a garbage person.
He is because the main character every time something good happens, he just always has those, I don't like this guy for this reason.
Yeah, and like, it's always something so petty. It's always jealousy or something. Like in this episode with him changing the screensaver.
You find out that guy is horrible, though, that you don't want to work with him. But that wasn't a reason why he initially didn't like him.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then with, with the his ex. With the boy. Yeah,
with the screensaver.
Screensaver. Yeah, exactly. Screwing that up because they getting caught because of him.
Exactly. Nobody would have fucking noticed. Or, he wouldn't have been able to do anything had it not been for them. For him doing that.
And no, it didn't. Like, I like that to make fun of. He said, what you call it? Poop something?
Yeah. He was like,
what was it called? What was the original name?
What was it? Something, it was like pee something, because it was like, it was penis, like it just makes sense, like that's what I said. And he was like, you said
oh fart. He said, oh, he called someone fart. You only changed one like one letter, because I think, oh, what the damn, now I can't remember.
It was something like fair or something.
Yeah, something fair.
Yeah,
I forget. But yeah, it's but yeah, the show's hilarious. And yeah, it's probably, it's one of, I'm trying to think of another comedy that I really like. Oh, the Carmichael Show should be back on by now. I need to go freaking find those episodes.
Wasn't there like a super long gap between the first season and the second season? Or has the second season not even?
Is no, the second season is ended. I mean, we're ready for the third one. Yeah, the third one, they're on episode 6 right now.
Yeah. Oh, they have started it.
Darn, yeah, I need a freaking, because I look at the Washington Post, they say the Carmichael Show tackled the N-word, and NBC aired the word 6 times during the show. I know, which recall is going to be mad.
NBC just wanted to get away with saying the N-word.
What was it called? Empire. Because I remember he wanted to keep using that word. And maybe they have. I haven't watched Empire in a while. I know Terrence Howard.
Yeah,
he was mentioning how like they should let them use the N word. I was saying, yeah, shit. I mean, for me, I don't care. I mean, I know how some people feel about it though, but I just never thought of it as a curse word, like other words. I didn't think it was like fuck.
Right.
As long as it's not Jewish slur, you're okay, I believe. I think that's how television works.
Ah.
Oh God. I should look at the comments on this.
Oh, no.
People. Well, it's only 7 on the Washington Post. I know I gotta find a site with a lot of them. Oh, shit. Yeah, we give the word too much power. We do. All right, I gotta watch that episode now. I really gotta watch that episode. All right. I guess that's it for what we've been watching. You see any trailers? Were there any trailers out there?
I feel like maybe there was something, but not in the past couple of days. Went and saw the new Transformers movie. I did not do that.
Oh, okay.
No, Wonder Woman is still on my next to see. I'm trying to see that at some point before Spider-Man comes out.
But, yeah, Transformers, I mean, I heard not good things, and I heard it doesn't make total sense with the Knights of the Old crap.
Yeah.
Like, them trying to embed this Transformers into, like, God damn it, like, why? Like, why even try to go that deep with it?
Exactly. We ran out of, we don't want to just blow up buildings anymore, let's...
I mean, if they would have did it right the first time, of, you're just fighting the Decepticons, like, you're trapped on this world, both of y'all, they're both trapped.
Yeah.
But you hate each other. So you fight. Then something bigger comes, or something like that, then you're able to, I don't know, they could have done so great with this. They could have done so great with this, but they didn't want to. They just wanted to say, we're just going to make a popcorn dumb film.
Yeah.
Man, so you got to be deep, but God, you could. They made it so that it doesn't last. Like, this, it can't last for so much, because at the end, like right now, only reason I want to watch is because of the story, because you can't do but so much with the special effects for me now. You can't do but so much.
That is something only you have ever said about the Transformers movies, Don. I want to find out what the story is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason, because I'm like, I can just go back and watch the other ones and have the same amount of feeling what I see in this one.
Look how cool this shit looks. Well, speaking about movies real quick, you heard about the whole Han Solo movie situation?
Oh, with the director?
Yeah, with director Lord Miller, the guys that did Lego Batman and fuck, what else did they do? They've done some pretty big things. But they sounded like they got pretty much kicked off of that movie by the studio. Like,
oh, so they kicked them? I thought it was something else.
Yeah, so...
But Ron Howard's doing it, right?
Right. So what it sounds like is maybe, you know, somebody from the studio wasn't happy with what they were seeing as far as like the tone of the movie or something. And they said, hey, we need you to change this. And the guys said no. And then they said, I think they asked them to maybe leave the picture or something like that. And they told them no to that too. So it sounds like from what I've been seeing that they wanted this public firing so that, you know, people would see what happened behind the scenes with this.
So I should not see this movie?
It's interesting.
Is that what you're saying? I should boycott this movie?
Yes, that is what I'm saying. No, I'm saying Ron Howard is fantastic. We should.
I mean, yeah.
I just wonder what happens there. That
was the goal, because Ron Howard wasn't available the first time. And then, he's available now.
We can't delay the production, but can we figure out some way to get a couple, like, stock footage shots that it's not going to matter and still go on with production, get everybody on board, and then get rid of these dumbasses and get Ron Howard the way we want.
Ron Howard.
Yep. What he did Apollo 13, right?
Yep.
What else has he done?
The movie I saw with the car racing. What was that called? The one with Thor in it?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
That was the last movie I seen of his.
Hmm.
He's also the narrator on Arrested Development.
I don't think that counts. Rush was,
he was the guy in Happy
car
Days.
Movie you were talking about. Oh, yeah, and he directed the Da Vinci Code movies, too.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Yeah, he was busy filming Inferno, which I didn't even know.
Great compared to the books I read.
Forgot that came out.
Which I still haven't read Inferno. I still got to read another Dan Brown book. Because I got to know the conspiracies. They may be fiction in the fiction section, but they're actually the truth.
Yeah.
There really is a Robert Langdon out there. I know. I remember when the Da Vinci Code, like the book first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And like how popular it was, because that's another reason why I listened to it on tape. Because I was like, oh, it's about
God. It's got to be something like to that. This.
Yeah, it's about Jesus. And like everybody was hating it. And then I remember my dad even saying, like, I don't care about that. It's fiction. But then when I looked it up, everything said, oh, because at first I thought it was, oh, this is supposed to be nonfiction. I was like, because I had looked at all this stuff. I was like, oh, man, this
is a nonfiction. I saw it on the History Channel.
But then I was like, it's in the fiction section. And then I read it. It was like, it's not like it's a documentary. This is a story. It's like, yeah. Of course it's fiction. It's like, of course it's fiction. It's no such thing as a Robert Langdon. Yeah. I was so enthralled what the hell this book was. I mean, I ended up liking it, but I was like, I was thinking, like, the way people were talking, how they didn't, like, the religious people, how they didn't like it. I was thinking, like, oh, I thought, I was thinking, like, oh, maybe this guy did some research and now he's just writing down, he just writing, mm-hmm. like, documentary on Jesus Christ. I didn't realize it was, like, a freaking story book about somebody. Like, Indiana Jones, kind of modern Indiana Jones kind of thing going on.
Exactly.
I mean, it put some elements of truth. I ain't saying truth really, but like,
what are you talking about?
I mean, it put things that we know from
history. Humans exist on Earth, Dominic.
But no,
and Jesus existed as well.
But he just put like a spin on it. I mean, it's a good story. I don't take it seriously. God damn.
Tell that to the people who were boycotting Harry Potter.
No, they should.
Calm down.
Teaches fucking witchcraft and shit. Can't have that.
Good point.
All right. Let's finally get to some games.
All right.
So you go ahead first.
All right, so during the EA Access free trial thing, I played some Unravel, and I actually really enjoy that game. I maybe a little bit more than I was expecting after, you know, the reviews came out and were kind of middling.
Yeah, they were. Cause I went in thinking before that game came out, like, I think we both were, like, really excited for it. Like,
yeah.
It looks really great.
Unfortunately, I did not finish it, and I kept saying, oh, you know, I've got a day left or 2 days left, and yeah, I haven't finished it. So
you should buy it.
That joins the collection of Modern Warfare, Battlefield Hardlines of my EA Access, played
Ten
half
times
of it.
Than Modern Warfare.
I mean, at this point, yeah. I got to play as a cop. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to check it out, because the Steam sale is going on right now. I wonder if that's on sale, or if that's even on Steam, since that's a EA game. Might only be. But that's another thing. Like, one of these days, maybe I just pay the $5 for the month or whatever and get access again and play
both of
those games.
Very expensive games.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it kind of adds up when you got, like, $9 for Hulu and $10 for Hulu and Netflix and so on and so forth. That's why the people who are always like, oh, I want to get my TV, like, by the channel, like, I want to be able to choose what I want, like, yeah. But even if you're paying $1, if I want like 20 channels, that's $20 a month.
Well, see, at this point, I'm not even getting nowhere near 20 channels because
now I'm
at the point where I hate sports, so now I'm actually working out for it. Yeah, so I only need, yeah. Or I probably just need one sports channel, like this and cover it all, which will be ESPN. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, all I watch is, like, Cartoon Network is an Adult Swim, and I do occasionally watch some of those cartoons just to say how much I hate them. Just like I beat the old man, say this cartoon sucks. It's not like back in my day,
like,
on Bobby's World.
When I was a kid.
This ain't a Bobby's World. This, I watch, how do they call the TV show? FX. AMC, I guess.
Yeah. IFC sometimes.
Yeah, that would be, IFC, yeah. Yeah, that would be basically it. Or I just steal shit. and one or the other. So what else you played?
I also played Snake Pass.
You finally played that. How'd you play it?
I purchased that because it was on the Steam sale. So I actually just got that this morning, and I played 4 levels of that. I'm really enjoying it. There are times where I get a little frustrated because I feel like I'm not wrapping around the thing that I need to be wrapped around quite the way that I want to, but I'm slowly getting a little more custom with it.
Crap. I was trying to go to the Steam store, right?
Uh-huh.
And I accidentally I don't know what I was thinking, because I think you said Snake Pass, so I just clicked on Snake Pass, and now I started the game. And it doesn't want to quit for some reason. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm having a good time with that. That game looks really nice, you know, we've seen it before. But yeah, that's the one thing that's kind of stood out for me, is like watching people play it, I was always like, what are you guys doing? Like, it looks like that should be so easy to control. And then, like, actually playing it, it's like, oh, this is maybe a little more complicated than... Because what I run into the most, I think, is when I'm holding the left trigger to grip onto the thing and the right trigger to move forward, and then I need to hold A to move my... like, hold my head up so I'm going up over the branch or whatever, I find myself forgetting that, A is the button that I need to hold to be going up. Like, I feel like R, or right trigger, is doing that for me, so that's how I end up falling down. It also is a little weird that when sometimes I'll forget that I need to, like, slither like a snake, like, go back and forth, and I'll just, like, start going very, very slowly. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I gotta do the wiggle thing. But so far, I'm having a real good time. I played 4 levels. I've gotten all of the stuff in them so far. The first one that I actually got all the stuff in my first run was the 4th level, and then I went back and I played the first 3 and got all the coin, because there's the coins, there's the blue orby things, and then of course the 3 door keys that you actually need to complete the level. But I'm having a real good time with that. I'm really enjoying it, and I like it because it's one of those games that I can put on, like, while editing the podcast, or, you know, listening to a podcast or doing something else that I can listen to. Because it does have dialogue, but they don't speak English, so I don't even care about that. And the music is good. I've liked what I've heard of it, but I'm not a huge music person, so I would rather just put on a podcast that I want to listen to and kind of relax and wiggle around as a snake. Because for the most part, when you're not in, like, those tense moments where you're, like, trying to coil around the thing, it is pretty relaxing, just kind of moving around, swaying, and, you know, climbing up stuff with your body. There's one more. I do like what I've seen so far. They've been smart about making it so the door keys to move on and complete the level are maybe a little challenging to get, but not too bad. But then, like, the blue orbs, which there are a decent amount of, are a little more challenging than that. And then the coins, which there are only, like, 5 of, are a lot harder to get. Like, those are the things that are... So it gives you a little bit of, like, oh, I want to just beat the level, and you can do that, you know, relatively easily. And then, you know, maybe if you want to go back and have a little more challenge, you go in and you try and collect all the blue things. And then, you know, if you really want to get down to the nitty gritty of the game, then you can get all the coins and get everything in the level. So I really like that about that game. I also did play what I believe to be a good portion of the Guardians of the Galaxy Episode 2, but I have not beat it, so I'm not entirely sure how close to the end.
Oh, crap, I forgot about the damn game. I did play that. And I did beat it. I did actually finish
it. Did you?
That was like, okay. That's like more than a week ago.
Yeah, because you had started playing it the last regular podcast we recorded, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe the first E3 podcast. And yeah, it's been a little while since we've actually talked about other things than E3. So
man, I'm really not. It's okay, but I'm just not feeling it. I'm just not feeling like much. Like, I don't even like my choices. I don't even care. I mean, I did choose. I did choose Rocket though to help Rocket.
Me even too. Though
that didn't make sense. It doesn't fucking make sense for me to help.
Exactly.
Rocket.
Yeah. The and only reason I, because, I.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, the only reason I did was because in the first episode, I pretty much shat all over him because I was always choosing Gamora's side.
And that was, but the that only was because
Gamora
was, too,
making the most sense.
And she makes the most sense now. She says
she does.
Yeah, so it doesn't. And I think that's the problem here. It does. That choice, it doesn't make sense. Like, and no reasonable person would say, no, I'm going to take Rocket to this planet. Because to do whatever the fuck he wants to do.
I don't know why I'm going. I don't know what the situation is.
But the situation is that Thanos' daughter is freaking getting his body back.
Yeah.
She's getting his dead body. What the fuck? We don't know what she's going to do
with
it.
And you're in possession of a thing that can bring him back to life.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
is another thing that pisses me off. Like, how do they not understand how that thing works? Because I, it's not like I've gone to a Wikipedia page or anything. I only know, as the viewer, as much information as the characters in that game know. Why do I know how that thing works, where you fucking kill somebody that's holding it, and then you can use that death to bring someone back to life?
Yeah, it's a sacrifice.
And then you have Rocket going, okay, maybe Rocket doesn't know that, but Peter Quill does. And he lets him fucking dig up this dead body and try and bring her back to life, and it doesn't work. And then he doesn't say, well, you gotta fucking kill somebody. Probably because Rocket would blow your brains out if that were the case. But it just, it doesn't make sense. Like, you literally just wasted your time, and then you go and try and, you know, catch Nebula and find Thanos' body, and you're fucking too late. Because you did an absolutely unnecessary fucking thing just to make Rocket happy.
Yeah. Because you didn't get nothing. What? You didn't really get nothing out of that.
You got absolutely nothing from it except maybe a little Rocket
closure.
Backstory.
A closure, I guess. That was
I
it.
I mean, did you though? Because, well, maybe it was just my options, but I told him, like, you know, maybe there's another chance or something. Like, maybe something could happen. I don't know.
Oh, no, I just said,
move the fuck on.
Get
over
it. Move on? I forget what I said.
Yeah. I like that little bit, but tying into the big story that is happening right now, like, it just is...
Yeah.
It was dumb.
Nah, and, like, I don't really regret the decision, because I feel like something bad was going to happen anyway, regardless.
Right. I mean, but, yeah, there had to be something that that goes down.
Even if I went there first. But yeah, they should have made a better option. Like, this choice and that choice. Something, because that choice is so huge. You're picking that choice.
Yeah.
That doesn't even make any sense. You're choosing that. You're choosing going after Thanos. Like, Thanos' body. You're not going to let them steal it.
Yeah, and I feel like there needs to be a choice for me to explain that to Rocket. Like, dude, the situation right now, I'll take you to that planet anytime you want.
For Rocket, I'll
but that
like,
shit is not time sensitive.
Rocket, if she steals his body, he comes back to life. What? We wasted our fucking time.
Yeah.
God.
Your thing is not time sensitive, Rocket. That body's going to be there under those rocks.
Yeah.
For as long as anybody fucking cares.
Oh, yeah, oh my God, exactly. Now that you know this is a dead body, it wasn't even time sensitive. That was just dumb. It was just dumb. It didn't make no sense. That didn't make any sense at all. Bad job. Bad job, Telltale. I mean, yeah, that's supposed to be known for story, at least.
Yeah.
All right, so... What else you played? Oh, that was it? That was it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much been it.
Alright. So, I've been playing... well, of course, I've been playing some more Persona 5. I'll leave that for last.
Mm-hmm.
Playing some more Major League Baseball. Still killing it. I still want to leave Oakland, though, because it is Oakland.
They want to leave Oakland too, don't they?
I mean, we won two World Series. I won two World Series out of my 4 years I've been there. I'm on my fifth year now. And I've been simulating, so I won't be too ridiculous in my stats. And like I'm in the high 300s instead of, I mean, I usually be in the 400s, or I might even be in 500s, but I simulate games. So I was like, yeah, I won't be too ridiculous. Also, I did get XCOM 2, and I really like that game. It's a whole lot deeper than the first game, as far as like story wise. Like they really put some story elements into the battles. I know in one battle with a girl. She is Shen. I think maybe it's Shen. He was a scientist, no engineer. He was an engineer from the first game, and this is his daughter. And I'm on a mission with her right now, fighting against some AI he had created from before, and who's saying like that's his son. Like he acts like I'm his son or something like that. I'm his true heir or some crazy shit. And the I'm trying to think what else. Tab. Oh yeah, the controls, because now they implemented the gamepad controls. You know, later on, it's not still not that great. It's not still not as good as the first one though.
That's sad. Is it just because there are like more systems in place that you have to control, so they can do the same thing?
You know what? Maybe that's why. I was wondering why, because it used to be like certain buttons would just like instead of me scrolling to it, I could just press a button to do that move if that's like that character. But now all I could do, Y is still Overwatch if I press Y. But when I go to another one, I noticed that if I go to another action, I actually have to scroll and then hit A to do it. But yes, there are more actions, it seems like now. Maybe that's why. But it's still, it's still good. At first I was playing mouse and keyboard. I forgot it was controller. I was like, you know what? This doesn't feel right. I feel like I didn't do this the first game. I was like, I didn't play like this the first game. It's like, oh yeah, it is a controller. What else? I mean, I'm really early in the game. I haven't done much, but so far, it's not like I'm trying to protect countries like it was in the first game. Like you just had to look at the stats of each country to see how they're doing. And, so they won't get totally destroyed. It's like things pop up on the map. Because the aliens are already taken over. You're like a resistance. And you're in this big... I think this was an alien ship. And yeah, this is an alien ship.
Yeah.
And you took over. You take it over it. And that's your base. And how you get in the old game, like you were just underground trying to build your base bigger. And this one, the bases are there, but you're just trying to get the debris out. So that's what's take up time. Like you want to get this section open for something else, maybe a power generator or something. I don't know. You have to clear out the alien debris, and then, then you can put it in there.
Okay, so that's kind of like in, what was it, Fallout Shelter, where you had to, like, excavate first, and then you had to...
Yeah, exactly.
Fallout
Shelter, I was thinking of XCOM 1, because I played that one first.
Okay, yeah, that did that too, didn't it?
Yeah. What else? How else in the game? When you're on the world map, all these things pop up. I'm still not understanding it. I'm still not figured out like what should I do. I know priorities do come up, and some people say if you don't do this at a certain time, something happens. I haven't got to the point where that thing would happen. Like how bad it would be for me. But it's very complicated at first. I'm still trying to get what's going on. As far as what mission should I do? I know some places I go to is just picking up supplies and it takes up a certain amount of days. And, then you might get some supplies. Like, you know how time moves in the game and something might come up and maybe I have to leave. I can't get the supplies yet. The activation, whatever we were doing. I had to leave to go to that mission and then I come back. I had one guy die on me so far. That was my fault, because I wasn't paying attention to the health. Because they started pretty easy at first. And I was like, oh, I didn't notice, like, his health was low. But when it gets to those guys that can morph, like, they look like humans, but then they morph into some blob thing, which, oh, my God. Those things were tough. And they just come close to you and start hitting you. Yeah, it took a while. But, yeah, the game is it's fun. I really had to get more into it to really understand it, but I really enjoyed it. And last but not least, Persona 5. I played some more of that, and I'm really getting to the social aspects of the game. Really into that, and I'm trying to decide who should I bang. I mean, I think you bang, but I don't know. I think something happens.
I'm going to say your teacher. Go with her.
But yeah, so I looked it up. So I was like, is this the thing in Japan? Like, I mean, not that thing in Japan, but is this taboo? Or, because how is she just going to date a teacher? Because you could be able to teach, oh, some older woman in here. A teacher, a doctor, and a reporter. And I think there's a fortune teller. And, like, what do you do? Is it just like, I can max them out, but we're not really romantic? Is this like a platonic, friendly thing or something, or what? Yeah. But it seems like some things can go a little far. And I'm like, is this taboo in Japan? And I think technically it is taboo, but I looked up the league, the law, and it says that the age of consent is 13 in Japan.
Sounds good.
Now there are now some people. I looked at somewhere else. Like I was looking at Kotaku about like dating older women, and I don't know, it was Kotaku or Polygon. I forget, but they were like, "Oh, that's just a rumor." But I was like, "No, this site. I don't think this is a rumor site. Maybe it's like." Maybe, like, the base law is still 13, but maybe there's some stipulations with that.
Mm.
Maybe that's what it is. But I know it's the least they say Japan, as far as, like, those developed countries, is age of consent is the least compared to other countries. Is one of the, yeah, as far as the fully developed countries. Like non-third war, non-third world countries, because them, I don't know what kind of laws they fucking got there. I watch age consent is probably any age. You just don't be gay and just don't, and the woman has to cover herself. You know, that's basically what it is in those countries. But anyway, yeah. So I'm like, okay, but still, it seems weird. It's like. I would say, I'm going to go with the teacher. But as I go further along, I'm like, no, this ain't right. I'm not going to go with the teacher. I can't
or
do
is it.
It
too right? It's just too
Yeah. Maybe that. I don't know. I'm at the point, I don't want to go with the girl you start out with. Because I did go with her first.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a save so I can go back. Because I said, I don't want to do it. I said, it's because she's such an obvious choice. She's a blonde. And she's real skinny and white. I mean, come on. It's like, I was like, this chick is the most obvious fucking choice that most people are going to take. I kind of want to go with the school president because she's smart. The other girl is kind of an airhead-ish. She's not dumb, though. But she's, and then she's a model. I was like, I don't relate to that at all. I was like, she's a model, too. Come on. She's just a girl I want to bang. Can I just, like, choose this to bang? It's like, can I just get a choice for that? It's like, I don't want to be with her. But, yeah, the Mikado, which it seems like that's what a lot of people would decide on the internet. It's like, oh, she's the best. But I also notice a lot of women say that, too. Like, why is the only good choice is Mikado? A lot of women, Persona players, say that. Which gets me thinking, so you don't bang her, do you? Yeah, it's like, I was thinking, you don't, there is no sexual tension when I get to the romance part, is there? Maybe that's why they like
platonic friendship.
But I don't know. Maybe it still is. But she is her choice. She's like the best, well, so far in the game. Like, I still got a lot of characters to go, apparently. To be with. So, I might just choose her. I might choose her. It's between her, my teacher, and the reporter lady, because I like her. The reporter lady, she always gets drunk. I like her. and then I thought to myself, man, I really spent a lot of time to figure out how to date these fucking fake women. And I was like, this is pretty damn getting to be sad. Yeah, so
you turn the corner on personas.
Yeah. Now, so then I'm playing the. Right now I'm in the I'm in somebody's persona. Well, not persona. They're not called personas. In somebody's palace now, in a metaverse. But this is a weird one because I'm not going in to change someone without their consent. Like, this is somebody wanted me to go and change their heart, like, purposely.
That's weird.
Yeah, because of a certain incident that has happened in her life.
Oh.
But yeah, it's like an Egyptian palace too. It's cool. The dungeons are all right, even though they are long. And I guess you can leave a dungeon and come back the next day to finish it. But I'm like, I don't want to finish it all in one day because I don't want to. On my other days, I want to spend doing stuff.
Yeah.
To Patricia Vega chick. I don't. That's all. It's not. The relationship stuff is not just about getting with Grumman. I mean, you can be with your friends and you can do fun things together. I like that. I like the stories too because they're funny. Yeah, the game is fun, man. And I talked to dudes at my job about it because I told him I played it. And he said, "Yeah, I saw you up there playing it." Because I didn't know they knew I was on PS4 yet. Because he said to one dude, said, "Yeah, he saw you." Said, "We were wondering like how far you are, and we saw like how you maxed out somebody's relationship already. It was only on second palace." I was like, "Oh yeah, because I got on easy." He saw because I could get all my money and shit.
Yeah.
So I can buy stuff, and I was like, and I could buy gifts to people. Because if you play, they're playing on the hardest level. He said, "Yeah, on their first playthrough, they're playing on the hardest level." So I was thinking they were on the second playthrough. I say, "Oh, nah, we're just busy grinding." I said, "Oh, I say y'all losers, you're a bunch of losers, spend all your time."
I'm over here making relationships. You're over here grinding battles and shit.
Yeah, I ain't grinding no battles.
Which sounds like more fun.
Sometimes I hit the rush button if I can hurry up and get through the fucking battle. But sometimes it don't work out for me. One time I got killed. I said, "Oh shit." I said, "I don't know how that happened. I'm on freaking easy. So what's going on?" but yeah, I gotta watch out for that. But yeah, this game is good. It's really addictive too, man. I just keep going. I gotta go to the next day. I gotta build and my personas, man. It's like Pokemon. Like I'm fusing them, and then you can sacrifice a persona to make a persona stronger. And then the video of you sacrificing is almost like bad. It's like, man, I'm really just killing this thing just to make it stronger. Like it showed them. Like, it just hanging. Like, it was getting hung. Like, they dropped.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. It said burnt. It just, but, I mean, they had it all wrapped up, so you don't see it, like break his neck or nothing. But still, I'm like, oh my God. It's like, Jesus Christ. It's like yeah, I guess they're going to make you feel bad for sacrificing. But I was like, yeah, not really, though. It's like, unless I see their face, that's all right. It is. But yeah, this game is good. I really enjoy it. I think, like I said, if you're not even into anime or RPGs, you might get into this. I mean, no, you gotta be in RPGs. If you're not in RPGs, then you're not gonna like it. But if you're not into like JRPGs and you're thinking like, "I just might not like this," I think you can like this. And the battle system is not too tedious. And it's pretty simple. It's really simple. So yeah, I think a lot of people can get into this game. Very and cool. It should come on Xbox or PC.
Or PC, at least.
Yeah, at least PC. God. They should make all the personas to PC so I can play the other ones with cheats. All right. I think that is it. Oh, I did find out, though. You can date multiple people in this game.
Oh, there you go.
But I cheated and looked ahead because I was saying there's got to be a catch to this. And there is. On Valentine's Day, they all meet you.
Of course.
And then the scene goes black, and then you see yourself laid out because you got beat up. Something like that. And then your boy sent you a text. I don't know the context to it, but I kind of can figure it out. Because I guess he was mentioning, I guess he didn't have Valentine's. And, of course, I had all these Valentine's, but, of course, I'm dating all these women, and then they all beat me up. And then the text said, and the boy was like, does getting chocolates from your mom count? Is it getting chocolates from your mom? and then you getting chocolate from your uncle. Because everybody else bought you a chocolate, but of course when they saw like all these other girls were there, you were left on the ground, and the uncle said, "Oh, here's a chocolate for you, man." He said, "Here's a chocolate." He's like, Well, not your uncle. I forgot. Your guardian. Your guardian. But I was like, oh, that's messed up. That was pretty funny. But it was a funny scene. But yeah, so I knew like, oh, so I can't date multiple people. I wonder if I only date two people, what would happen? I really want to date two people. I really want to do that. They shouldn't. Now, I heard the last game, they didn't penalize you for dating multiple people.
Oh, really?
I put on the phone, yeah. The guy at my job told me that. He said, yeah, the last game, you could date as many as you want, and it wouldn't matter. This time, it messes you up. I said, oh. Well, that sucks. But I heard the bad thing is about going on dates is that it doesn't really carry over to the story, like the main story. Some people feel like, hey, you're with this character. It's like they should say something. Like, dialogue should change a little bit because you're with them. I think it was only one instance where somebody said dialogue did change. When somebody mentioned something about marriage and you said yes or no, if you said yes, that person would probably, they were showing blushing.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, I was like, ah, man, that kind of kills it for me. It's like wasting all my fucking time thinking.
that kind of sucks.
But they still send you texts. Like, the story is really through texts, where they send you texts, like they want to go out somewhere or something like that. All right. So I guess we'll take a break. We'll get back. We'll get to some gaming news. Let's get into the gaming news. So, what we got here? Modern Warfare. You remember that game, right? You remember that the remaster came out with the Infinite Warfare?
I believe I've heard of this.
Yes.
It sounds like a thing.
Well, you bought it. And at that time, man, you didn't even beat the Infinite Warfare.
Nah. I should go back and play that because I really should go back and beat Infinite Warfare too. But
yeah, Modern Warfare, you gotta beat that too. You gotta beat it again. You gotta see how good it looks.
I gotta do the Mile High Club.
Yeah, that achievement. So, how you know people are talking like, man, they should really sell it separately. Say they're gonna do it. Some people thought like, hey, they'll probably do it later on. But it's been quiet. But they finally came
surprisingly
out.
Surprisingly so.
After E3. That they...
Where all the hot news happens.
Yeah. That there will be a box version of Modern Warfare Remastered. Coming out June 27th. So, it's so soon.
Yeah.
And for the special price of
$40. $39.99. Whoa.
$39.99.
These cocky motherfuckers. I mean, in their defense, it's not like they really dropped the prices of any of those Call of Duty games lower than $40 ever anyway.
Not really.
So I guess that kind of makes sense.
Except for Ghost.
That seems expensive. Except for Ghost, which is the only reason that dropped in price is because it's on clearance everywhere. Man, that seems a little bit much to me.
Man, you... How much did it cost with the bundle?
Essentially like 20.
Yeah, you might as well get the bundle.
Wasn't it 89 for both?
Yeah, I think it was.
69, 59,
79.99. Was it $79.99?
I mean, okay, so Modern Warfare 2 on Steam right now on sale is $9.99. So I that's not terrible, I guess. But its regular price is $19.99, so... I guess I'm not surprised by a remastered version being...
$20 more, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, admittedly, that's not the bad thing.
That's not the bad thing, though.
Wait, that's not the bad thing?
It doesn't come with the DLC map. It's a special DLC map.
Is it like Nuketown or something, probably?
No, it's not Nuketown. No. It's not. It's something else. That it's like, why didn't you just put that map in there? What are you doing?
That's so dumb. Yeah, because everybody else is learning that you fucking make your maps free and you charge for something else stupid, which in this case is you charging $40 for this fucking game. Yeah, and I'm seeing it now. There's a variety map pack for $15.99 that includes four maps.
Holy shit, they really trying to get, they're getting their money's worth. They are true capitalists there at Activision.
There's something, all right. And that's why everybody, it is mostly not recommended right now. I know the overall review is mostly positive. Oh, that's for the map pack.
Review of the original.
Oh. No, that's for the map pack. It's mostly negative on the actual Modern Warfare remastered.
Oh, okay, good.
I guess the people that are buying the maps, that they've already committed to the whole situation. So that's pretty bad. Yeah, can we get to a point where everyone agrees that maps should be free? I don't care if you want to make me pay for costumes or because some shit like that.
We've learned that people will buy that shit.
Yeah.
So
you don't want to split up your user base, though, because then less people are playing your game because they can't find matches easily, and then they don't buy your shitty clothes.
And yeah, the reason I don't, like, with Battlefield 1, which I do like, I enjoy it. But I don't play it enough that I feel like, man, I need to buy this map. Exactly. I don't play it enough for that. But I still want to continue playing. I don't want to take forever to find a match. Say,
but if you had that map and you could find a match easily, then you would be all about it. Yeah, they just need to realize that. And it seems like people are slowly coming to that realization.
Yeah, because Battlefront 2 has it, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, they learned from...
Activision can jump on board.
Because people were not buying the maps like that on that game.
Mm-hmm.
But they were having fun with those other, like, the other maps. You're having so much fun. I mean, the way that game is, you buy like, yeah, I do want to play a new map, but darn, and plus the prices they were charging at the time, God, they were ridiculous.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Capcom and Bandai Namco are teaming up together to actually improve their matchmaking. I heard Tekken 7 is pretty bad.
Really?
And Street Fighter 5 initially was bad. I don't know how it is now, but I guess together, two bads can make it good.
So, checks out.
So that I think that's what they're trying to go for here. But yeah, I guess that's good. I mean, it's good for as far as getting your service, the matchmaking service, working right. Which kind of sucks that these guys didn't have a down pack
to this point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when I saw it was teaming up, I was thinking like, oh yeah, they're finally going to do Tekken X Street Fighter.
Yep. Well, while we're talking about Capcom and their poor decisions, I think it's one of their community guys, Peter Rosas. Yeah. He was talking to some website. I saw this in snippets on Twitter, that he was talking about Marvel versus Capcom Infinite and why X-Men players weren't, or X-Men characters weren't in the game.
Yeah.
And he was saying, well, you look at it and those characters are just a function of the gameplay. And, you know, Magneto, for example, so his quote here is, Magneto, case in point, is a favorite because he has 8-way dash and is really fast, right? So our more technical players, all they want to do is triangle jump and that kind of stuff. Well, guess what? Nova can do the same thing. Captain Marvel can do the same thing, too. Ultron can do the same thing. Go ahead and try them out. So he's essentially saying, like, nah, you don't actually care about the characters. You just care about how it plays. So who cares if you have Magneto or Wolverine in the game? We've got people that do similar things.
Okay, so why even freaking make these characters to begin with then? Why just put random
pay the license fees?
Yeah. Just put some random made up character guy and let him just have those same moves. If that was the case.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
And then he goes on to say
where is that article from?
I'm not sure. I I found it, a guy linked to it from Reddit on Twitter. Some excerpts on Twitter. But he said the popularity of these characters is another problem. X was one that we were going to get in there. A lot of fans want to see X, so we brought him back. Then also we talked with Marvel very closely about their future roadmap, about what's going to happen. Your modern Marvel fan, maybe they don't even remember some of the X-Men characters.
Oh my god.
But they can know some of the Guardians characters, or Black Panther, you know what I mean? Captain Marvel seems like a strange pick, but she's fantastic. She fits the gameplay, she fits the story, and they're going to be really pushing her hard as a strong female lead all the way into the movies.
So we already know there's no X-Men in the story now, so you definitely know that.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's just like, man, I know he's working for Capcom, so he's got to, you know, push the agenda, but... Holy shit, just to be like, hey, you don't really care about any of these characters, and most people nowadays don't even know who the X-Men are, because Marvel doesn't make comics for them anymore. Why don't even give a damn about the
fucking game? I should just not play it.
Pretty much. I mean, after playing that demo, that's kind of how I feel about it, honestly.
God, I mean, yeah, well, yeah. That doesn't sound right. I mean, it's like, man, do you believe in your own shit?
You wonder. I mean, you definitely gotta wonder.
Oh, that was like, they had that ready for just not to do it. I mean, I find it still weird that Marvel's doing that. I mean, I think it's pretty dumb. Oh, yeah. But whatever. Yeah, but like I said, after playing that story mode, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, keep them out. Fine. Because this game, well, based on what I played little of, doesn't seem that much worth it. Maybe it's better. Maybe it's a whole lot better than that. Maybe actually just arcade mode is fine, but yeah, I have to play more of that. Alright, so moving on to the big news.
There's big news this week?
Yes.
But yeah, E3 man, just passed.
Post E3, we got a new console announcement.
Holy shit. PlayStation Vita 2.
Not from an American
console. From an American,
yeah,
Xbox first,
an American company that we haven't heard about in a little while now. Atari has announced
what
they are coming back to the console business.
Oh boy!
And I was like, "What the hell? What the hell is this?
What the hell is this? Are they making one of those retro consoles? Are they making an Atari Mini?"
It has no conclusion has come to be what this will be.
Okay.
But Fred Chesney, the CEO of Atari, confirms that they are making a console comeback.
How do they still have a CEO? I didn't even realize they existed as a company.
It's codename Atari Box. And but it is PC based. And that the design of the hardware is not yet finalized.
Okay.
I want to know, is this like going to be another Ouya kind of thing going on here? What's this going to be?
Do they even make it that far? I feel like it's the question. Like, what has our Atari even been doing? Like, they haven't even been publishing games recently.
Yeah. That was like the last time we do that.
And you're going to put the money into making a console? Like, nah, bro, I don't think that's going to work out well for you.
God. Atari, the last console they put out was Atari Jaguar. And I remember hearing about the Jaguar. I was like, oh, man, that console is so powerful. But I ain't nobody who had one. So yeah. I wasn't that jealous. So I didn't know what that shit looked like, except for the Toys R Us. But yeah, that was one of the biggest game names in the world years ago, and it fell
years
off.
Years ago,
in America, that's when America was went down. They went downhill. Then it was brought back up with the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
When Bill Gates came out with the Xbox, we're losing. America was losing.
American consoles great again, Dominic.
From the early 90s to the late 90s. To basically all the 90s. He said all the 90s. All the 90s. We were non-existent. It was the fight between Sega and Nintendo. Man. I wonder what the hell this is.
It can't be anything more than like an Atari Mini, right? Like even then, you're pushing it because they've already had those like Atari flashback consoles.
Yeah, they better remaster them like Super forever. Nintendo games.
I was gonna say, and then like who's gonna play these games? Like they're one button and a joystick games, and they're just. I don't think most of them hold up very well.
Yeah, it's going to be something new. Like it's going to be something new, but then, like, you putting that much money into new IPs of that, they just, like, how much money do you have?
Where are you getting this money from? Did you start selling drugs, Atari? Yeah. Let me know.
Unless they were really the people behind, maybe they're secretly the people behind, like, Castle Crack, the Castle, this was Castle Games that comes on the phones. Yeah, Clash of Clans.
Yep.
Yeah.
They've secretly been operating under a Chinese company's name for years now.
Yeah, that's what we do. They probably got the manufacturing over there too.
Yep.
And then it's all comes together.
They're
going to
launch next week. They're going
to
do it that way.
And they take it over by the Chinese. So it's actually a Chinese company. And that's how China takes over the world.
They need to bring back the Matrix game.
I beat that game, too.
That's the last thing I think about when I think of it.
I think I liked it. I liked it better than the movie.
Yeah.
The second movie.
The Path of Neo.
Oh, yeah. I didn't play the last one. What was it called?
Is that what that was? The Path of Neo?
Neo Rising? Oh.
The Path of Neo, I think.
Yeah. I didn't play that one. I think, yeah. Because the whole Matrix thing was done by then.
Oh, yeah. Like, weirdly longly over, I feel like.
So, I think that's it for me. I think everything else is you.
Yeah, so... They released, and by they, I mean Ubisoft. Ubisoft released a video of Michel Ancel playing...
Oh, that's right. They announced they released it, but I never did watch it.
Yeah. The technical beta video demo for Beyond Good and Evil 2. And holy shit, man. This has nothing to do with Beyond Good and Evil. This is some shit that they made and then decided... Oh, we need to slap the Beyond Good and Evil title on this because people want that game. Because this was borderline like a fucking tech demo for No Man's Sky. It was like, oh, you have this spaceship, and then you fly out of a bigger spaceship, and then you can fly out of the spaceship as a monkey with a jetpack. And then you can get back into the spaceship, and you can fly it out into the atmosphere. And it's like, what the fuck does any of this have to do with Beyond Good and Evil? Besides there being monkey and pig people.
With the monkey going... I mean, it looks...
It looks good.
Yeah.
And it looks like a thing, but it doesn't look like Beyond Good and Evil. So I don't know why they're trying to make this a Beyond Good and Evil thing.
Like, it could have been another game. And I mean, there's another name. They could use another name for. But I don't know. I mean, maybe it all comes together. I'm telling you, that's probably Jay's mother or something. I don't know.
The monkey is her mother?
Yeah. The monkey's a mother. But, yeah.
Evolution exists.
I mean, it's got to be. It's got to be like... Yeah, what's the connection? I mean, it's just so far from anything of that game. Did you play the game original?
I played the game. I don't know that I ever beat it. I played it when it first came out on the PC a little bit. And by a little bit, I feel like it was a decent amount. And then when that remastered one came out, or the, you know, whatever version on the Xbox 360, the Xbox Live Arcade one.
Yeah.
I think I played a little bit of that, but not much. I never really got into that game very much. Like, maybe now, going back, I might appreciate it more. But at the time, it just didn't click with me the way it seemed to be with everybody else. And I mean, really, it's kind of revisionist history, because I don't really remember that many people talking about it being the greatest thing in the world when it came out.
I never did either. I mean, I liked it, though. I mean, I enjoyed it. And I got it later. I got it because people were saying that.
I was going to say, I got it for $20. Positive about it, but I don't remember it being like this huge thing. And it feels like now that, it, you know, it's kind of the same way that Mirror's Edge was. Like, people were shouting so loudly for a sequel, but it's like, well, you guys didn't really buy it in the first place, so of course they're not going to be making a sequel.
And maybe that's why they did this. They say we can't make the game too much like the first one, because no,
that doesn't sell.
Didn't like it. Yeah. So now we're making an open world space monkey. Yeah, you play as a space monkey.
Yeah, we will see. That's just a weird thing. So Thimbleweed has actually gotten an update, and it has added a hint system, something that we were asking for as we were playing that. Now, if you dial 4468 in the in-game cell phone, it gives you a nice little hint to point you in the right direction.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, a lot of people probably bought the game, I probably beat it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like,
it is on sale now on the Steam sale. I think it's down to $15.99 or something like that.
Okay.
So maybe they're hoping that more people grab it now that it has.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it always makes sense anyway. Even though people bought it, but games are out there for a long time. So somebody else will buy it and then they'll have this. Yeah.
And they've also updated it to add some new conversations. They actually brought the voice actors back and recorded some new lines for interactions between. Probably. They got the guy who plays Ransom, who's probably just as creepy in real life as he is in the game, and got him to kidnap everybody else. But they've added interactions between the main characters, so when they're on the same screen, they can talk to each other now. Which I think is nice, because it was always kind of weird that they didn't really acknowledge the presence of the other person.
Yeah.
Until they did. It's like, now it's a story point. Now they have to interact. And it's like, but you haven't talked to that person at all this entire game. Why are you working together to break into a robotic factory now? And then in the last little bit of news that I got, they announced the cover star of WWE 2K18, and it is Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I was wondering if he's going to say this, because I saw it. I was like, I was going to put it down and say, if they don't say nothing, I'm not going to say nothing.
Yeah, I was kind of like, I don't know if it's worth saying anything. But I did watch the trailer for it, and it's pretty cool. It's Seth Rollins in a mask. You don't know who it is at first, but he's breaking into the WWE archives where they keep all like the physical stuff, like the Undertaker's urn and like old wrestling belt or titles and Undertaker's stuff.
Are they going to have Seth Rollins' dick pic?
Setting it on fire.
Seth Rollins' dick pic is going to be in that.
That's going to be part of the story, Bode.
Yeah.
How do you deal with your dick leaking out onto the internet?
You ignore it.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't acknowledge it at all, and you move on. And I think that's worked out pretty well for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Granted, I always think that works out a lot better for men than it does for women.
It does.
Nobody really wants to see that. I mean, some women might want to see it, and then they look at it, and they're like, oh, okay, I'm good. Men are like, I'm going to save this and keep this for later. that was really all the news I saw. That was really the only reason I put it on there was like, nah, it's a really light week. Yeah, this will take a couple seconds to talk about.
Yeah.
Did you see anything else?
Shucks. Did I see anything else? Let me see.
Yeah, I think we're now in the slump of being behind E3 and, you know, until like Gamescom, which is probably only like 2 or 3 weeks away.
Oh, that Ever Oasis game. I heard it got it got a decent score from Game Informer. I haven't looked on like Metacritic to see what other people have given it.
Yep, that came out this week.
Yeah, and I was thinking about, like, man, I do want another DS game. But you know what? I said, before I get another DS game, 3DS game, mm-hmm. I'm going to have beat, I think, probably Yoshi's Woolly World on the Wii U. I'll beat, mm-hmm. well, I have to beat that game before I get another 3DS game. Oh, also, I still have to beat Fire Emblem, but which I found out is only, it's 27 chapters, I believe, and I am on the 20th one.
Oh, so you're not that far away
then. Yeah, I'm not that far from it. That's what I was thinking of, but I think the next game I would get, maybe, on the 3DS, I'm trying to decide, should I get Luigi's Dream Land, or whatever it's called, the Mario Luigi RPG game. And
the new one, right? The remaster of it?
Yeah. No. That's No, the one that's like $20. It's when you go on Luigi's Dream. That's the, that's called, what is that called? I got the game right here. Ah!
It's called Superstar Saga. Oh, Mario and Luigi Dream Team is the one you're talking about.
Yeah, Dream Team, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The other one's Superstar Saga.
Yeah. I completely forgot about that.
Sonic Cartridge. Man, it is freaking... God, it's so much dust. I'm trying to decide between that and what was the other game?
The Professor Layton.
Ever Aces. Oh yeah, Professor Layton. Well, now you know what I don't know if I can find a good price on it. That's the thing. It's trying to find it because it's not available really, and then it's, people sell it for a lot more than what it's worth. Also, I was looking. Dragon Quest VIII, because I was thinking, like, man, I can get back into another Dragon Quest VIII now. But you know, I might just do the Mario Luigi Dream Team because it is only $20. Then I can use the other money to get the DLC for Phoenix Wright, and I heard that the newest one is pretty good. The latest one that came out for it. Now, I heard the other two that came out before the latest one, was, they were okay. They weren't really, investigations. It's some silly thing, like, if you're a big fan of it, which I am, but I don't think I want to pay for that. I want a whole case, and that one I heard is pretty good. And the one for the previous game, Dual Destinies, I heard the DLC for that was okay, and I might pick that up, too. I think it's like $6. I think it's $5.99 or $4.99. I think it's six. Yeah, I think it's $4.99. And I'll probably pick that up. But I do want to do Yoshi's Woolly World because I was thinking, like, man, I need to play my. I want to play platform. It's like, you know, I got the Wii U. They say shit. I got those games that I still haven't finished. And I'm not getting a Switch anytime soon, so I get that. Like, are Switch available yet? Are they available anywhere yet?
Not that I've seen. They've been coming and going in stock every now and then. I think Walmart the other day had a bundle posted online with, I think it was Switch arms and those shoulder battery things that they've shown off for arms.
Okay.
But I don't think it's really become available anywhere. When I go in Walmart, I usually check and see if they have any available, which isn't too often, but I was in there early, like Monday or so, getting food on break, and they didn't have any then. I still look every once in a while, but I haven't really seen anybody. You know, it's kind of like what they did with the Wii's, where it's like, oh, so and so put it in their ad, so they're gonna have it. Like, I think GameStop had some a weekend or two ago, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's still a Wii situation. Having a new launch every other weekend. What a wonderful time to be Nintendo, right, Dominic?
Oh, I did hear more about the Pirates. Well, a little bit more about the Pirates game. I was listening to a podcast, and the Pirates game, Skull and Bones.
Okay, the Ubisoft
game. And a guy was saying that he was excited for this game. But then he heard, like, you're not really a person, you're a ship. And I was like, He was like, then I became less excited. And then, and so did I, if that's the case.
Yeah,
that's... That becomes more of a strategy game then. Not so exactly. much... I mean, I watch strategy elements, but I also want to be the person on the ship.
Yeah. I think, and that's kind of what we talked about, I think, when we first saw it during the E3 podcast we did, was... Like, if you don't, I don't want necessarily want it to be Assassin's Creed when you're off the boat, but I want stuff to do off the boat. I don't want to just be on the boat or be the boat the entire time. I want some variety in my gameplay. So if I can, like, loot and pillage and be the guy that goes over to the other ship and fucks people up, that's cool. But if I'm just, like, I'm the captain of the ship and I have to stay behind the wheel, so I send my people over to the other ship to plunder them, like, that's kind of a lot less interesting to me.
Yeah. Was that what was Sid Meier's Hobbit's Wars?
I'm not sure about entirely. I would imagine something like that. Like that game.
Oh, ZeniMax and Oculus are back in court.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like
they're going to become friends this time. They're back in court because they get married.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know they were allowing company marriages now, I guess. As part of, like, companies being people now.
I guess. I was about to say, they're people. What are you talking about? All right, yeah. I don't think I have anything else.
All right, new releases. You already talked about Ever Oasis. That is getting some pretty solid reviews, so maybe worth taking a look at. Cars 3 Driven to Win is now out on pretty much all the consoles, PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, Xbox One, and so on and so forth.
It's almost the worst Pixar movie as far as money made in its first weekend.
Really?
I think only technically it made more money than Toy Story and Bug's Life, but if you do adjusted gross, you know, right, they made more money than that. But it made only movie really is Good Dinosaur that has made worse,
which is crazy considering the fact that, like, the reason they kept making Cars movies was because of how much.
Well, I guess that was the
merchandise.
Yeah, that's the merchandising. So the merchandising probably is maybe that's still
pretty good
helping them. But then it gets me thinking, like, damn, like Pixar. See, I had more respect for them than DreamWorks. I said, I'll argue my friend how Pixar was better than DreamWorks. They had class. Yeah, you know. But now it's like, y'all just come out with Cars 3. So y'all just getting money. Now y'all come out with a Toy Story 4. I say, that doesn't even make any sense. I don't care how good a story you think you can do. It's like, no. You end it. You move. Do another movie. He's like, goddamn. I know you have to have so many ideas. Do another movie, man. Damn.
I've at least heard pretty positive reviews about this one, though. Like, obviously more so than 2, because I think 2 is one of those movies.
I heard some, but not.
People think it's trash.
But not really. I never heard great. When I'm thinking of Pixar, I'm thinking, like, overall, over the board, great, man.
Right.
Like, I'm not seeing that from this movie. And. But it was something else. But Good Dinosaur, I definitely didn't hear that. That was really bad. I want to know what the hell happened to that movie. Like, why do you think that was going to go off well?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they went too far into it. It's like, oh, we got to put it out there. We should have did what they did with Planes and put somebody else's name on it before they can tarnish
them. Put it out on DVD.
Yeah.
That's because Disney doesn't want to put their name on stuff anymore, because now they're making good CG movies too.
Yeah, they are technically making good movies now.
I forgot to mention it, but I did watch Moana, and I thought that was good.
Yeah, Moana was pretty good. Yeah, I really liked it. Rock and sing.
Mm-hmm.
I still like that crab one. That crab song. I mean, the hermit crab, whatever.
Yeah, that wasn't particularly great.
It felt offbeat.
That one was very strange. Like, a lot of the other songs I really liked, but that one was definitely
I liked it. Overall, I liked the songs. I like how at the end, I'm not going to say the end, but yeah, it was good. It was really good.
I like how at the end, the ocean just opens up and swallows all of them. Yeah, so also out besides Cars is ARMS for the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Been hearing mixed things about that. Maybe there's not enough content to warrant a full game, but, you know, that was kind of the argument people had for Splatoon when it first came out, so maybe Nintendo can provide some, hopefully, free DLC to flesh this game out a little more, because it does look pretty cool. Like, if I had a Switch, I feel like, I don't know about full price, but if I could get it a little bit cheaper, maybe I would.
If I had a Switch, I probably would be like, I'm waiting for Splatoon 2. I would just hold out.
Alright, also out now is the PS4 and Xbox One version of Dead by Daylight. Game we have mentioned a few times here on the podcast, but honestly at this point, I don't remember it at all.
Me neither. I'm trying to think. Now I just think of Dying Light, so I just talked about it.
Exactly. It's one of those games that's been out on the PC for a while now, I think, and was one of those like survival games.
Oh no, it's the Friday the 13th one. That it's kind of like that, the one that came out before Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Which I think I want to know which one's better, because Friday the 13th, well, I know the launch was pretty bad because people couldn't get in matches together. Mm-hmm. But overall, the reviews for it weren't that great. But what were the reviews for Dead by Daylight though?
Yeah, because this is the one that had the Halloween stuff in it too.
Yeah. Had Mike Myers, and I think they had another guy too. Came up. Was it Leatherface? I'm not sure.
Also out now is Final Fantasy 15 Bloodstorm, the expansion for the PC and PS4. PS3 version has been out for a little while now. So if you are into MMORPGs set in the Final Fantasy world. And guess what game is finally out, Dominic? Despite terror attacks, it could not be stopped. Get Even has finally launched.
Yeah,
now
I saw
out
that.
On the PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
On Steam, well, last time I looked on Steam when it came out, mm-hmm. It got positive reviews on Steam.
Yeah, I think GameSpot gave it a 7. That's not terrible.
Okay.
I was expecting a lot worse, to be honest with you. Even though I really knew nothing about this game besides the fact that they delayed it because of a terror attack.
Oh, Dead by Daylight, Game Informer gave it a good score. Well, an 83, which is...
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. I'm trying to see, but overall Metacritic, though, is like 72.
Hmm. That's not terrible.
GameSpot gave it a 60, though.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, I think it's like, the way I look at it on Steam, it's got great reviews for it. It's like, maybe that Friday the 13th, let me look on Steam, how that is. Maybe people just like, they like it, like the community likes it.
The people know what they want.
Yeah. They like those type of games.
Yeah. Kind of like the Transformers movies.
Yeah.
I know I like them. Critics are going to tell me that they're bad. I don't care.
Yeah, it shouldn't matter. What? Okay, what were we talking about? I'm sorry.
Friday Get Even.
No, Get Even. Get Even.
Yes.
Yeah, looking at what the game was, yeah, there is a child that's captured, but I don't see anything really, you know, why they delayed it initially. Yeah, I was
publicity.
Like,
publicity.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I said, it's a little stretch. It's a bit of a stretch. But I didn't check the Steam reviews to see if they were still the same. But like I said, I saw positive, so people liked it up there.
Good for them.
So, yeah.
They capitalized well on that tragedy that they capitalized on. That's my narrative. I'm writing it now. I'm going to change their Wikipedia page.
Yeah, still mostly positive, 51 reviews.
Good for them.
I'm supposed to see a negative one. Here we go.
Just... That's going to be my negative review that says they marketed this using a terror attack and they're terrible people.
He said this game is offensively bad and definitely not worth the $30 asking price. Mm. I read the game about 6 hours on the hardest difficulty and lacks any replay value whatsoever. Yeah.
graphics are horrendous, even for a $30 game.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, you're looking at it, yeah.
Game reviews, yeah.
But it says he's played 7 hours, so what the extra hours he put into? It's a liar.
It could be all right. All right, you got anything else for the week, Dominic?
Nah. Good.
All right, get out of here. Thank you, as always, for listening, guys. You can follow us on Twitter. Dominic's at DinoMans. I'm at RegulusMB. The podcast is at SupaPod, SupaPod. Check us out there. You can find us on SupaPod.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. If you liked this episode or any of our previous episodes, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us reviews on any one of those platforms. And reach out to us on Twitter. We always appreciate hearing from fans. Shout out to Bush and Cat. He always checks in with us.
It's yeah.
And I think that's all we got for the week, guys. See you next week.
All right, guys. See you.